Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up?
Hello.
Now, you already know we got all the entertainment news you can use right here. So, Heidi and Frank are out, but listen, ATL is here to get the job done. Now, Portia's still out and about taking care of her baby, but sitting in her spot is the one and only Eva Marcel.
Hey, guys.
And Gary, you've clearly done something different to your hair or something. What's going on, bro?
That jumpsuit, is that Gucci?
It's a nice driving glove, but you're not driving nowhere.
Okay, maybe it's a little, maybe a little indigestion. It'll be all right. But anyway, later, big boy stopped by to talk about all his big projects he got coming up. Plus, someone was not a fan of Meghan Markle marrying into their family. Oh. We'll tell you who and why. But first, last night was the MTV Movie and TV Awards. Now, Gary, did you watch it?
Oh, what? go ahead.
Oh, you know what? I thought his hairline
was a little different. A little, you know what I'm saying?
And he was so upbeat and had more personality.
Yeah, I didn't realize that wasn't me.
No, we thought you was just happy today.
Look at the damn jumpsuit he wearing. Brad, now you should know better.
You
know
you I wouldn't wear nothing like that.
Yeah, but it's Gucci.
It's the fabric. Yeah, I was going to say, it's the fabric.
Yeah, that's hand-picked cotton.
I was just about to compliment you and say, hey, you working out and stuff.
Yeah, I'm whatever, honey.
Yes, I thought your stomach did go down, though.
Yes, I was laying on it.
All right, y'all, we wanted to have a little bit of fun because the movie Us from director Jordan Peele is now available on digital and coming to Blu-ray today, June 18th from Universal Pictures Home Entertainment. And I love the movie, and we don't want evil tethered Gary to be upset. So you can sit right there behind Gary and maybe give him a little shape up or something, all right? Exactly. All right, now we got to really get down to business. What you got, Brat?
Well, last night was the MTV Movie and TV Awards hosted by Zachary Levi, who starred in the movie Shazam. Now, this is a different type of award show where stars can win for Best Kiss or Best Frightened Moment. And awards were given to stars like Sandra Bullock, The Rock, and Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, Zachary started out the awards show by doing an opening monologue, and he made a joke about Ray J. Ooh. Let's take a look at how Ray J and his wife, Princess Love, responded.
Oh.
Of course, America's other sweetheart, Ray J from Love & Hip Hop, is here. Although I'm sure some of you are more familiar with his work as a cameraman. I'm sorry, it was collectively a great idea.
Was it?
Yeah, but it wasn't that damn bad. She knew how to shoot the finger.
That's disrespectful to her. They know he's married, and they know that Kim Kardashian situation was old. Like, the joke is old. Let it go.
And no one, looks for Zachary Levi to be, a great stand-up comedian.
He's
like, someone
Dave
writes
Chappelle.
The jokes, and he goes out there and says what they write.
Nobody would have known Princess Love, honey. She wouldn't even known Ray J had not been for that camera.
But that was an appropriate response. Like, I would expect nothing less from Princess Love, because, this is your man. So you kind of got to react a certain
way. You're supposed to. The MTV Awards, it's like they're... You see how racy the comment was in and of itself. The response can be as racy. Like, that's the expectancy.
So don't shoot the finger then.
It's okay, Gary. It don't matter. It was only a half a second of the finger and half a second of a corny-ass old joke. It's over.
It's not the Gospel Awards. Don't hold your mouth open like that around him.
Well, if you can believe it, even at the MTV Movie and TV Awards, there can actually be a shocking upset. Yes, it happened. So this was almost as big as the Moonlight event at the Oscars. Y'all remember that?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So the award for reality royalty was given out, and let's just take a look at the crowd's reaction.
And the reality royalty goes to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta!
gosh. Thank you, MTV.
As you can see, people were shocked.
They were.
Okay? I was shocked.
But what was more shocking was Johnny Bananas from the challenge ambushed the stage, okay, and grabbed the mic during the cast speech and acted like he was the one that won.
Really?
Yeah, they edited so you didn't see, so the people that won could actually, you know, get their shine. But he fully Kanye'd the moment.
Why would he do that? He was hating.
Oh, big hating. Everyone was hating. Did you see all the Drag Race contestants?
I saw somebody's face say, what the f***?
Be for real, y'all. Them damn white people say, I know these motherfuckers didn't win. Yeah, them drag queens were
that
like,
is absolutely what they face.
Let me say something. I am the queen of everything TV. Y'all know I watches my TV, especially when it comes to Ratchet TV. I watch Drag Race stuff and I watch Love & Hip Hop. But Love & Hip Hop has been producing numbers. They're the flagship show.
It's consistent.
Point blank and period. They produce.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what color there are.
It don't matter.
It's relatable, obviously.
Well, you know, it's the same reason people used to watch Jersey Shore. It's that voyeuristic nature, and you want to see people who are the exact opposite of you doing things you typically wouldn't do.
Them queens like, bitch, this is gay pride money. How dare we?
And they knew a camera was on them, because the camera sits right in your face when you're sitting there.
Jersey
they were like,
man.
Old girl from Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Yo! You, like, you couldn't hide her disappointment.
But for all of you out there that are big, big mad, ha-ha, Love & Hip Hop won.
Congratulations, Mona, Stephanie, and all of y'all in Love & Hip Hop.
Scrappy. Yo, and Tether Gary, I am sorry to report that Us did not win last night. They lost to Game of Thrones and Marvel's Endgame. How you feel about that? We'll have to subtitle that, but okay, great. All right, y'all, talk about keeping it all the way real. It appears that Prince William wasn't the only relative of the royal family who had his doubts about Prince Harry marrying Meghan Markle, but it had nothing to do with her race or upbringing or even the fact that she was an American. According to reports, Prince Philip, Harry's grandfather, told his grandson this before the couple wed. One steps out with actresses, one doesn't marry them.
Ooh!
Now, even you've appeared in quite a few things. So, let's just say somebody said that about you.
That is so rude. It's just her profession. I mean, it's just what she chooses to do for a living. It doesn't dictate the type of person she is.
And he loves her.
Yeah, but you know what it sounds like? What? You sleep with a whore, but don't marry her.
Why you? But she's not a whore.
No,
she's
I'm not saying she is, but that's the saying. You can sleep with a whore, but don't marry a whore. Why not marry a whore? She's a woman, and she's caring and loving and giving, too.
Now, granted, if you know anything about the royal family, this shouldn't shock you, because it's a whole bunch of judgmental people.
I'm not shocked at all.
Like, you know, Queen Elizabeth hated Princess Diana.
Okay, the queen is very judgmental.
Yeah, and
they're stuck in their ways, and that's their country. They run it.
There's one thing to be judgmental. It's another thing to say. You can step out with, they make it seem like she's a prostitute or something.
Right. Well, I mean,
like a harlot.
But, I mean, she's not part of the pedigree, so I don't blame her. You know, y'all don't want to know anybody in y'all life.
Well, she has remixed that pedigree, okay?
That's why he really wanted to say that. We heard that, I'm sure.
He's just telling his young nephew or whatever he is to him, he's just giving him some advice, some manly advice, like, you just bring them home. You don't marry them.
That's
you
right.
You know, it's just like man-to-man stuff.
Yeah. I hate this guy's face.
And you know,
I don't like his mano y mano.
People say it all the time. I know some people say, don't bring that little nappy head hoe to my house.
Well, who said that and who were they talking about?
My neighbor said that.
Who's your neighbor?
That totally sign there.
Was that English?
What? And what year were we in? Were you still a sharecropper? Like, what are we talking about here?
Tell the Gary, cut the break.
Okay, find out how Marcus Wellens and Kelly Ripa's daughter received a surprise she may never forget. More details after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what
new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Kelly Ripa and her husband, Mark Consuelos, gave their daughter Lola an 18th birthday present she'll never forget, honey. Do you want to know what they gave her?
Absolutely. Yeah,
an up-close and personal look at them getting busy. Oh, my God. Yep, she saw her parents knocking the boots, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Of course, by accident. Look, the couple hosted Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday and shared exactly how it all went down. Take a look.
It was late morning. And it was Father's Day. So she opens the door, and we see the door open. And we're like, all right, close the door.
Yeah, we both say, no,
what are you doing?
I'm being resuscitated. She shuts the door, and you hear, you just ruined my birthday.
Hey.
And my life, and I used to see in color, and now everything is gray.
I made eye contact with her.
How crazy is that, though, to see your parents knocking the boots,
that
yo?
That is horrible.
But was Kelly like, close the door, close the door?
No, but the question is right.
Yo, she was doing something that, like, you don't want your kids to ever see you doing. Yep.
No, but that is traumatizing, though. Like, imagine, as much as we all love our parents, like, imagine walking in at any age, like, walking in and seeing your mom and dad have sex and locking eyes with your mom. Like, that is disgusting.
But she should have gave them a pass. It was Father's Day, Nookie.
I don't care.
It was Father's Day, you know.
Where does Cookie
come from? She specifically said he was being resuscitated.
She said she was being resuscitated.
Either way.
Either way.
Just the vision of, like, you know how, like, a dog looks when you open the door and it's coming up from the water bowl. Well, this is a feel-good story. Good deeds never go unnoticed. Justin Bieber was spotted in Miami this past weekend, attended a church conference with wife Hailey Bieber. So, yesterday on the way to his private jet, he stopped at a gas station, and when he exited the store, he blessed a homeless man with $40.
Nice.
Oh, that was nice.
And you gotta see the excitement on this man's face. Justin made this dude's entire day.
I love it.
Oh, he's most likely used to getting change. You know what I mean?
But $40
is a big deal.
You know, some people will complain, like, yo, you Justin Bieber, you loaded. You should have gave him more money. But $40 is pretty good, considering that most people either gonna keep walking or would only give him a dollar or change.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Gary, why are you over here?
Gary, what's the issue?
What's wrong now?
I don't know if I would have gave him anything.
Why?
You're contributing to alcoholism. This man got a can of beer in his hand.
It don't matter, Gary.
That could be an energy drink, Gary.
He's homeless and he's poor.
You should have gave him some food.
Justin, well, what did you give him, Gary?
First of all, I was saying, I don't have any cash. You need a credit card.
Well, that's too much conversation for you. Them little legs would have been shuffling so fast past this man.
And if he would have pulled out a Square machine, then what would you have done?
I'd have like, wait a minute. Oh, I would have been pissed then.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and this one right here is going to give you the scalp rubdown of your life, baby, that you need. It's the two-pack Vitagoods Vibrating Scalp Massaging Shampoo Brushes, and it's going to help you take your daily shampoo up a whole notch, baby. You'll be able to lightly exfoliate and cleanse your scalp, promote hair growth, eliminate dandruff, and relax with this vibrating handheld scalp massager and shampoo brush.
Ooh, Brett, so it vibrates, and honey, you can put it in the water.
Oh, Lord. Oh, nasty Gary.
Yes, Gary, okay? Yes, Gary. It's water-resistant and is safe for kids and grown-ups to use in the shower, but should not be submerged in the bath.
Rat, this feels so good on my scalp.
Oh, you're making me want to take my hair down. And it will feel much better when you use it with your favorite shampoo because the gentle vibration and flexible rubber tips ensure a luxurious lather, darling, and it's available in purple, green, black, and white.
Oh, my gosh, this is awesome. I love it. I want it. How much is it?
Girl, let me tell you, Eva, usually it goes for as high as $80, ooh, but for our Dish Nation crew, it is only, brace yourselves,
$10! $10?
$10. I need about 10 of these, okay? Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, ATL legend Big Boy stops by the studio to let us know what's going on with him. You don't want to miss it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. This is a man who, like, I mean, we could spend 30 minutes running down the titles of all the things he got. I mean, legendary Grammy winner, Dirty South representative, actor, advocate for cool things. He even once had a clothing line. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise one time for Big Boy! Yeah, man, so this orbit around the sun brings you here to talk about your acting endeavors.
Yes.
You're about to play, you're a legend playing a legend.
Right.
The legendary Berry Gordy.
Yep. And the DeBarge movie. So I got a chance to, you know, kind of step into some big shoes that I was kind of familiar with, you know what I mean? Coming up under L.A. Reid and just kind of playing the mogul. So it was a lot of fun.
Word. Now, typically, you are one of the most likable dudes in hip-hop. And in on the acting side, you've played some of the most unlikable people ever to come across script. So which Berry Gordy are we getting? Are we getting the Berry Gordy he ain't paying people? Or are we getting...
that's good that you said that, because I was giving him... the gangster Gordy at first.
Okay.
And then I think Mr. Gordy saw it and was like, no, I don't want to be that guy. So we had to go reshoot some stuff.
You softened it up a little bit.
I had to. They made me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you've been in this game for a long time, like, you know, from the standpoint of, like, where you saw records being sold. There was no social media when Outkast first came out.
Yeah.
Here we are in 2019, Instagram, Twitter, everything, right?
Yeah.
What is the craziest DM story that you have, you know, from people trying to slide in there?
Chicks sliding in your DM. That's what we want to know.
I don't even look at them things.
Really?
Nope.
For your own safety?
That's a good answer. Yeah. And hers.
I don't even look at them things, man. Yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask you the question that everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you and Andre 3000 on the stage. I think I went bananas. It's still, to date, the best Coachella experience I have ever had, ever, both weekends.
Dope.
Is it ever going to happen again?
Just got to ask Jesus. We'll see.
Can we settle for Jesus if we run into Jesus?
You can talk to him, too.
Well, before you dip, we're going to play a little game. It's called What Would You Do? Let's just say if you went on Celebrity Fear Factor and for $1 million going to your favorite charity, they asked you to eat bugs, roaches, spiders, grasshoppers. Would you do it or would you pass?
Pass on that.
That was a hard pass.
Yeah.
The kid's going to starve today.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one for the ladies.
Pull up.
I want to know if you were asked to pose nude because you're very... handsome man.
Thank you.
You know, I don't want to be disrespectful. And we would like to see you, more of you. And if you were asked to be posed nude, would you pass? Or?
I'm married. No, that's for the wife. It's a wild, but hey.
All right, so be sure you check out the homie Big Boy on the Bobby DeBarge story. It's going down Saturday, June 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central, only on TV1.
Yes,
Big Boy, y'all. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, most of us hope to retire by 65, right?
Yeah.
But an 85-year-old retired clergyman from Alabama decided he still wanted to contribute something to society. So he decided to get a job.
Okay.
As a porn star.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
85? You know you lying, crack.
What is this, senior citizen porn?
Trying to shoot that confetti. Now, Norm got into porn when his roommate asked if he liked to be in a movie. So he's now done 4 movies in the last 2 years, and he's never been paid for his work.
Hold on. He's having sex on camera at 85 years old?
That's his reward.
Yes.
Is there a medic on staff that cannot be saved?
He working out. He don't need no medic.
It's unclear what type of porn he does, but we would research it, but I don't think anybody really wants that in their browser.
No, Jesus, so God, Lord, no, that, Lord. But... Gary, they do 85-year-old men porn?
If you still have blood pressure, yeah.
He got liver spots, too, though.
Yeah.
But Norm did come out as gay after being married 28 years to a woman, so there's that.
He said his erotic energy has taken over him, and he's more vibrant now than he was when he was 45.
But people say that, though, sometimes when you get older, the older you get, the more sexual
But 85,
you are.
Gary,
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, well, being a clergyman, he probably had a lot of, like, just built up, you know, repressed sexual energy.
Yeah, and especially having sex with women when he really wanted to be with a man.
Exactly.
He wanted tougher game.
Okay, yeah. He wanted to polish decks.
How long you see yourself going, Gary?
You know what? Believe it or not, I think about it sometimes. I say, I don't want to be no old queen, honey.
It's okay.
But it depends on the tenacity. If the tenacity is still there, yeah.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.